fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. The second hour of this show on Sunday, August 5th, 2007. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about preparedness, the different matters related to preparedness, the skills, the equipment, the spiritual component. And this is a live call-in show to have your questions and comments. And the call number is 800-313-9443. Our first call is on hold. John from Florida. John, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I called a few months back, and you were talking about a bug-out bag, and I mentioned having a wire cutter, something that'll go through a fence or like a number 9 wire.
Right.
And you, a lot of your bayonets, like the AK bayonet, has a wire cutter, and that's important if you have to, you know, get through some stuff.
There's a, you're right, John, and there is a bayonet for the M16 series, I know, that will have a wire cutter feature. I don't know if there's a bayonet for the M14 series. I haven't really researched it, has that feature or not. A wire cutter, like ranchers use, would typically comprise wire cutters and a hammer and a little spike type device to help pull staples with.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at probably something like 12 to 16 ounces of steel there. It may not sound like much unless you're carrying it. If you're in an area where there's a lot of fencing, or you think you may run into that kind of obstacle, especially if you're on a small vehicle like an ATV or a little motorbike that wouldn't be practical to lift it over a fence.
Yeah.
That's something that could be a lifesaver.
Yeah. You can buy those bayonets for $20, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You want to hold, John, through the break?
Okay.
Stay tuned. Hold on, John. We'll be right back.
Why? Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the board. It's coming to the 5th of August, 2007. Welcome back. We were visiting with John from Florida. John, do you have any other further comments?
Also, maybe a good pair of gloves, like an insulated pair of gloves. Also, if you had to go through a fence, there might be some voltage on there, like from a cattle prod or something.
Well, when I'm in the bush, I carry a military-issue leather work gloves attached to my carabiner on the left side of my harness. And they're handy to protect your hands from any number of different things. Of course, I use them when I'm rappelling. And electric fences, typically they'll have insulators. If you see insulators, there's a high likelihood that there's electricity going through it. It's enough to get your attention. It won't kill you, but it'll definitely get your attention. So that's, you know, that's something to consider as well.
Yeah. Mosquito repellent, toilet paper. People don't think about that stuff, but, you know.
Well, that's one of the things, you know. My friends, some of my buddies make fun of MREs, but the full MRE meal does have bathroom toilet tissue in each package. And that's, if you're in a hurry, there's a lot less chance of, there's no chance at all, of course, you've got toilet paper, of picking up poison ivy instead of other leaves. That could certainly add a whole new dimension to your bug out.
I've got the freeze-dry guy's website on right now, and another thing to think about, you know, besides MREs, is they've got food here that all you got to do is just add water to, you know, and in like 10 or 15 minutes, you're eating it.
Absolutely. In a base camp situation, that's probably the best. If you're on the move, you want MREs because you don't need to add water to them.
But now, where do you buy good, you know, brand-new MREs? I haven't seen any
of them. Well, contact freeze-dry guy. He may not have them on his website, but he can get them.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't have them in stock, he can get them. This guy goes, you know, he's the man. When it comes to food, he's the man. I would contact him. We just talked about MREs just the other day. And he can get them, and LERPs also, long-range patrol rations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And our next caller is Marilyn from Mississippi. You there, Marilyn?
Hello, John.
Hi. What's on your mind today?
I had a question. I was security at an airport in the early 90s, and I was issued a 38 Smith & Wesson air weight. What do you think about that? I enjoyed using it. I only got to qualify with it, but I...
It's an excellent pistol. It's an excellent pistol. I bought one for my wife, and... It's a 12 ounce 38 caliber pistol. Now, unless something's changed, the manufacturer recommends not shooting plus P ammunition through that pistol. And here's my response to that. If you're going to be shooting it a lot, absolutely not. Don't do that. For practice, for any 38, for just a lot of practice, you might want to use what we call wide cutters. That's ammunition with a special lead bullet that cuts a nice clean hole in paper. It's also not terribly powerful. And shooting that 12-ounce pistol with full-power 38 loads is not a fun thing to do, quite frankly, even for a pretty strong, healthy guy like myself.
What do you think they gave us to qualify with? Because we had a pocket full of, you know, like 60 rounds, and I don't even know what I was given because I wasn't up on all that at the time, and I don't know what we shot, but I mean, I have a theory. I'm very nearsighted, but I'll tell you, I was able to qualify, and I think all it takes is being steady, more than even being able to see well. What do you think
about
that?
You're right, Marilyn. You're absolutely right. Now, most of these types of qualifications, they'll be shooting what's called the B as in Bravo 27 silhouette. That's a standard NRA. FBI silhouette from about 21 feet away, and that's the length of a full-size automobile, about 21 feet. That's not very far.
I mean, I was surprised, though, that I could do it.
Well, they should have given you some training, and with a minimal amount of training, Marilyn, most healthy adults can qualify with a pistol at that distance. Even a 2-inch Smith & Wesson pistol, you can do so. And,
right, because we had minimal training.
Right, and that's for that kind of security officer situation. That's what you're going to run into is a very minimal amount of training, and with a simple pistol like a 38 Smith & Wesson, training can be minimal and still enough for most people most of the time.
Right. I mean, I never got to use it. I mean,
I'm kind of surprised they issued that pistol to you. It's not a standard issue for that kind of situation, but it's an excellent pistol. The basic design has been around for a better part of a century, and it's an excellent pistol in a lot of ways. First of all, it's very light. If a pistol's too heavy, it's going to be left at home.
Right.
I've had any number of students, they qualify, and they go out and buy the kind of pistol that a man would carry in combat, which would be 30 or 40 ounces of steel.
Mm-hmm.
And they may wear it for a month, they may wear it for 2 months, but then it gets left at home.
That's right.
I know it's right. A 12-ounce pistol, on the other hand, is light enough that most men and most women will go ahead and carry it and not leave it at home in the bedroom dresser. And it's with you when you need it, and that's when it counts. You have to have that pistol with you. You're not going to impress a potential thug or robber or rapist with having a pistol back at home on your bedroom dresser.
Right.
It's got to be with you. It's got to be with you. So if you're considering getting another one for your personal use, Marilyn, I think you could. That might be an excellent choice for you.
All right, because that's what I wanted to know, because I hadn't purchased one for myself, but I just remember using it. And
you can't go wrong with a Smith & Wesson of any kind. That Air White has a lot of features that I like. It has the hammer is covered, but there's enough of it exposed that you can cock it for single action use if you choose to. Or you can just pull it and shoot it double action. It's handy. It's lightweight. It's powerful enough that it will stop an aggressor.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marilyn. Anytime.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. That was Marilyn from Mississippi. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. That's why I'm here. I take 2 hours out of my week, out of my schedule, to visit with you folks, and we exchange ideas, and you call in with your questions and comments, and I respond, and that's what talk radio is all about. Now, you may have friends and family that you want to bring to some understanding about this country and where it's been and where it's going. The Republic has a DVD that will help you do that. It's titled Freedom to Fascism. Maybe the best $20 you ever spent. You can go to Republic website, republicbroadcasting.org, and order it. Or Monday through Friday during normal business hours, you can call the following toll-free number. It's 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. People don't read anymore. I mean, there's exceptions, and I'm one of them, and I know a lot of you are. This is a non-threatening way to educate people and wake them up about what's going on. You may want to contact Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, jpfo.org. My friend Aaron Zellman up there, he has an excellent DVD also. The new one's titled The Gang. I'm getting a new webmaster. I'm going to have The Gang posted on my website soon. I can't promise when. Changing webmasters is not a fun thing. I'm in the process of doing that. And we're going to have The Gang listed on my website as soon as possible. I mentioned at the top of the hour, just before the top of the hour, a little bit about communications. This is not optional, ladies and gentlemen. This is not optional. There have been several disasters over the past few years. Multiple disasters on 9/11/01, Hurricane Katrina, or a couple of them. There was a statement in a Hollywood film recently. And it's very true. Frequently you hear the United States referred to as the greatest country on the planet. The United States government is the most powerful government on the planet. And then we have Hurricane Katrina and the Superdome. It took the most powerful government on the planet, assuming you believe that, 5 days to figure out that there were hundreds of people in there that needed water and to get water to them. What's wrong with this picture? Because of the instant communication in the form of radio and TV and the Internet, almost everybody on the planet knew there were hundreds of people inside the Superdome who didn't have potable water, didn't have food, didn't have medical supplies, didn't have security, and it took the most powerful government on the planet 5 days to figure that out and get those supplies to those people. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lesson to be learned here. Absolutely, there's a lesson to be learned. The lesson is, you're on your own, baby. There's a major emergency. You're on your own. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 7th of August, 2007. We had a caller call in off-air asking about some comments I made last week about a specific firearm. That firearm was a Springfield Armory M1A SOCOM model. A little bit of history here. The Springfield Armory is a private company. They commenced, I'm going to say it's been about 30 years ago, manufacturing what they call the M1A, which is a version of the military's M14. This is a semi-automatic 30 caliber rifle that was standard issue to the U.S. Army, and the entire Army, from about 1956 till about 1967, give or take a year. It is still in daily use in Afghanistan, still in daily use by Special Operations Forces, U.S. Army Special Forces, Delta Force, U.S. Navy SEALs, and so forth. Excellent, excellent rifle. That particular rifle won the Camp Perry matches every year for many years until the military's armorers were ordered to make modifications to the M16 that, quite frankly, should have disqualified it. It's frequently called the rifleman's rifle. the competitors at Camp Perry could walk up to the firing line with any rifle of their choosing, and they chose the M14. They chose the M14. It is my favorite rifle, in case you haven't figured that out. Now, SOCOM, S-O-C-O-M, SOCOM is an acronym. It means Special Operations Command. SOCOM is also the name of a version of Springfield Armory M1A rifle. They reduced the length of the barrel. They have a special stock on it. It's a synthetic stock, and it has the Picatinny rails on the top and bottom, maybe even on the sides, too. I don't recall. Doesn't matter. Now, I like that version of the M1A. I like it for two reasons. It's short, several reasons. It's shorter, it's lighter, and those Picatinny rails can be used for mounting optics on top and grenade launchers on the bottom. Now, that's pretty neat. That's pretty slick. So that's the deal there. Now, you can get more information, of course. Most gun dealers are familiar with Springfield Armory and their products. I would contact my local gun dealer and tell them that you would like to buy one of those from Springfield Armory, and your local gun dealer will take good care of you and order that piece for you and deliver it to you ASAP. Stay away from the national match model. Very few of you men or women out there are the experienced enough or good enough to justify the extra cost the national match entails. The sights, the iron sights, are specifically designed for national match shooting. Shooting at man-sized targets 1,000 yards away. That's not the best situation for a combat, quite frankly. Those kinds of sights, or that tiny peep sight hole, is not real fast when it comes to close combat situations, 300 yards or closer. So I would stay away from the national match model. The standard model and the SOCOM model are the preferred ones, in my opinion, based on my knowledge and experience. I really like that SOCOM. So check it out. And when it comes to buying magazines, get the ones that are either government issue or very close to the government issue. Make sure they have the welded steel stud on the back of the magazine. If you're familiar with these magazines, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, it doesn't matter anyway. But get good quality GI issue magazines when you are buying extra magazines for your M1A, M14. You'll be glad you did. I hope that answers that question. A little more about ammunition while we're on the topic of firearms. The price of ammunition has been going up. There's incredible demands on the larger manufacturers because of these wars that are going on to supply and fulfill military contracts. That's putting pressure on these manufacturers to keep their production lines cranking out ammo for the Army and the Marines. Metal prices, because of the market pressures from China buying up every kind of metal you can imagine. Metal prices of every nature have been going up. That in turn, because of the brass and lead that go into ammunition, that in turn has put upward pressure on the prices for ammunition. There's still good quality surplus ammunition out there at reasonable prices if you search and dig. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth.
With John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 5th day of August, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Okay, we were talking about ammunition before the break. I get, for my rifles, I generally get military, high-quality military surplus ball ammunition. My pistols, if for a carry pistol, my favorite carry, of course, being a 45, 9/11 45, 230-grain hard ball is fine. There's a lot of different ammunitions out there. If you're not carrying a 45, you may need to look at some kind of special police issue, hollow point ammunition of some sort. Corban, C-O-R-B-O-N, Corban makes the most powerful pistol ammunition that you can buy without going to custom stuff that's hand-loaded. The other manufacturers, Hornady and Remington and so forth, they all make excellent ammunition. When it comes to pistol ammunition, here's what you look for. Plus P and plus P plus. plus P plus, of course, is more powerful than plus P. That designation, that plus P, or the plus P plus, means it's more powerful pistol ammunition than the normal pistol ammunition. And of course, what you're looking for is stopping power, the ability to stop the aggressor with one shot, or possibly two shots. Now, somebody like a big, healthy male, like we sometimes see on these incidents, especially if that person has been consuming a combination of alcohol and drugs together, they may have physical strength, and of course adrenaline plays a role in this also. They may have physical strength far in excess of a normal, rational human being. And there's multiple well-documented incidents of a standard 38, a standard 9mm, not stopping these types of individuals with one shot, or even two or three shots. That's why I like the 45. Almost without fail, a torso shot from a 45 ACP will stop an aggressive, violent individual with one shot. So that's why I like the 45, because it has that capability. I was talking to my friend John Ross, the author of Unintended Consequences, about marketing his new pistol, the Sledgehammer. I was at John's home in his shop several years ago, and he had three or four of these 50 caliber Smith & Wesson revolvers down in the shop, and he was incrementally cutting off the barrels and testing. And I thought, my God, John, have you lost your mind? You're taking $1,000 pistols and cutting them up? Well, obviously he had not lost his mind, and clearly he had a plan. And the plan was to develop something that Smith & Wesson wasn't selling, and that was a concealable version of the 50 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver. Well, he's been at this a while, and he's done his homework, he's done his research, and he's now marketing the Sledgehammer. He and I have a plan to market the pistol on my website. He's going to, as soon as I have it ready to go on my website, I'll invite John to be a guest on my show, and we'll talk about the 50 caliber Smith & Wesson Sledgehammer that he's fabricating, and I will be helping him market. It's a neat concept, a neat pistol, and I look forward to working with John on that. Of course, as I mentioned a moment ago, John is the author of Unintended Consequences, which I believe is now in either its fifth or sixth printing. It's a hardcover novel, say that fast 10 times, with more than 500 pages. Maybe I should put that on my website as well. Fascinating book. It's an education to read this book. The first half is what might be referred to as a historical novel, a historically accurate novel, with fictional characters living through events that really did happen, described in a very historically accurate manner. The second half of the novel are fictional characters based on real-life characters. Some of these people I actually know, living events which could possibly happen at some future date. Unintended Consequences, the title of the novel. And John's taken a lot of heat over this. Heat from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has brought him to national attention. And John also is in the movie, The Gang, as am I. I have a part in The Gang, the DVD, the movie offered by Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the movie titled The Gang. Kind of straying far afield here. Anyway, check that out. I think that you might enjoy that book, The Gang. And I might work with John on getting his book on my website as well. My website is becoming more interesting. more comprehensive, more fun. You need to check it out, thelibertyman.com. And don't forget to visit the Freeze Dry Guy's website. He is a sponsor of this show. He helps make this show possible. That's freezedryguy.com. And his toll-free number is 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. I know a lot of you men and women out there, you have questions about firearms. You may not want to be calling in for any number of reasons. But there's some firearms are very simple pieces of equipment for the most part. And becoming proficient is a matter of practice. It's a matter of hand-eye coordination. It's not a matter of buying the most expensive gun on the market. It's not a matter of buying the latest Star Wars gee whiz laser sight technology. It's a matter of you ladies and you gentlemen going to the range and practice, what we call trigger time. There is no substitute. And you can't learn this and can't become proficient by reading a book, or getting the latest gun magazine off the rack at your grocery store and reading it. Nothing wrong with that, but it won't make you proficient with your firearm. Get the basics down. If you're really a novice, and I mean just a beginner, get a good quality air pistol or a good quality air rifle or both and put several thousands, and I mean thousands, of BBs and or pellets downrange. Practice those basics of sight picture, breath control, trigger control, properly holding the pellet rifle or pellet pistol. And I'm not being flippant when I say this. Thousands of projectiles downrange. And then get yourself a 22, a good quality 22 caliber bolt action. I just bought my 10-year-old grandson one, a Savage bolt action with the AccuTrigger, real nice trigger. And put thousands of rounds of 22 caliber ammunition downrange with that bolt action rifle. Or get a good quality 22 pistol. Revolvers are excellent. Semi-automatic Rugers are excellent. And once again, you get 22 caliber ammunition in bricks of 500 or boxes of 500 or so rounds. And put thousands of rounds downrange. And I'm not joking when I say this. I'm not being flippant. This is what it takes. I started shooting 50 years ago with a BB gun, going to a 22, going to a shotgun and rifle and so forth. Thousands and thousands of BBs I put downrange as a youngster. Literally thousands. Hundreds a day when I was in my training mode. Practice, practice, and practice some more. Practice your different positions. With a rifle, it would be prone, that's on your belly, with your arms on your elbows, supporting that rifle on some sandbags or whatever's handy. Your sitting position, where you've got your knees on your elbows. A kneeling position with one knee on one elbow and one knee. And your standing position with your rifle and with your pistol. Always look for a support. If you got a tree to lean against or a automobile, don't let the firearm touch the automobile, by the way. You'll scratch the car. A bench, a chair, whatever it might be. If you can find something to support yourself when you're shooting, that's always better. And practice, practice, practice. Practice in low light conditions. Practice in bright sunshine. Practice with your weak hand and your weak eye. You're going to have a dominant eye and a strong hand. Hopefully your dominant eye will be the same as your strong hand. If it's not, you need to learn to compensate. Learn to shoot with your weak hand. If you're right-handed, shoot left-handed. If you're left-handed, shoot right-handed. You may be in a situation where that's not optional. Your dominant hand might be injured. Your dominant eye might be injured. Or you might have to shoot around a corner where you'd be exposing a lot more of your body to hostile fire if you use your dominant eye as opposed to your weak eye. Am I encouraging to become ambidextrous? Well, I guess I am. When it comes to using your firearms, learn to manipulate all the controls, load, unload, work the action, round to put around the chamber, take around out of the chamber, with your weak hand as well as your strong hand. This will help build confidence. And it is not optional. In my opinion, it is not optional. You need to have these skills. Become so good. Here's a little thing I do. I have a Browning High Power. I've had this pistol for 35 years. I hold the pistol behind my back and completely disassemble it to all its component parts behind my back. Semi-automatic pistols are very complex compared to revolvers. You need to be that good. If you choose a semi-automatic pistol, you need to be very, very good with manipulating all those controls and action and so forth. For most of my students, I recommend a revolver. We're busy people, unless you. And I had a couple of students recently who did this, and God bless them. They recently went to the Chapman Academy, and they're becoming part of the gun culture. Most of you aren't going to have the time or the energy to do that. So get yourself a simple revolver. All you need to do to make it work is pull the trigger. You don't need to worry about whether the magazine is in it or not in it. You don't need to worry about whether the safety is on or not on, because they don't have separate magazines. They don't have safeties. Almost no revolvers do have safeties. There are some. Revolvers are simple. They require far less training to be proficient. That's why most American police departments issued revolvers to their police officers for a better part of a century. It's only been in the last 20 years that major police departments have gone to semi-automatic pistols, primarily Glocks, because Glocks are very simple and very safe and very reliable. I don't care for them myself. A lot of people do. Nothing wrong with Glocks. It's just a matter of personal preference. Practice, practice, practice. That's what I advise. You can get 38 caliber reloads for practice purposes very inexpensively. They sell them by the bag at gun shows. Very inexpensively compared to factory ammunition for carrying for defensive purposes. You can spend a dollar a round for high quality police grade ammunition. And we have another caller. And caller, come up. What's on your mind today?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, did you say something last week about KT Ordnance? Are they back
online? I may have. I talk to Rick once in a while, and I'm on his list to get updates. He's hanging in there. His legal expenses are up to around $20,000 or so. And it's very distracting from doing what he's good at, which is fabricating firearms and other research and development he's involved with, to have to deal with this legal stuff. But right now he's holding his own. Go ahead.
I thought you'd said something about him being selling kits again, or because he had quit selling kits for a while.
I believe he's not selling kits at the moment. Legal advice has changed in that regard, and I haven't talked to Rick about that recently. He's fabricating a lot of stuff. In fact, he's got a Department of Defense contract that he's doing right now to help our country be safe with some training items that he's fabricating for the Department of Defense. So Rick's holding his own, and maybe I should have him back on here as a guest in the near future, and I'll talk to Rick this coming week and see if he feels like doing that.
Okay. And I was going to ask you, when you were saying that you preferred MREs, you know, for your being in the field, how many would you say if in a bug-out bag would you want to have in a bug-out bag?
Generally, I carry about seven, and that would be one meal per day.
Uh-huh.
It may not sound like much, and it's not much. It's this pretty minimal amount of calories. If you're on the move, you're going to be excited. You're going to be under a lot of stress, and one meal a day will keep you going.
Uh-huh.
And if you're trying to get from point A to point B, you need to figure out how much food you're going to need for that trip and plan accordingly.
Well, can I ask you another question?
Hold on through the break.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We have all the time in the world.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore, and we don't have all the time in the world. We've just got 3 or 4 minutes before we have to wrap this up. Steve, you're still there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say was that I've seen some of the MREs sold at local gun shows, swap meets, flea markets, and stuff like that. You can usually get the military ones. I found that some of the mil specs aren't quite up to par as far as the military ones. What do you think?
Well, mil spec and military is the same thing, or should be anyway. What you need to look for, Steve, is the dates.
Right.
You don't want to get stuff that's 3 or 4 years old. A year or two at the most is what you want to get. And also, once you purchase them, keep them in a cool, dry place. About 50 degrees, 55 degrees is an ideal temperature for MREs. Once you get much above 72, 75 degrees, you start dramatically decreasing the shelf life of the product, and which reduces the nutritional value as they sit in that high heat environment. And of course, most people are going to have their bug out bag in the trunk of their vehicle, which is the absolutely worst place to keep anything like that. And I think one season is about it. You need to rotate them out after one season and put fresh stuff in there.
I also heard a rumor that some of the new scanners coming out won't pick up some of the military or police signals that well.
Well, there's a magazine I subscribe to. I think the title of it is Scanning. And it's an area, anything involves high technology is always changing. A lot of the bigger police departments have gone to what's called trunking systems.
Yeah, what is that? I've been curious about that. Local radio check has one.
It's a Motorola. A trunking. It's a Motorola product. Every time the police officer keys up his mic to talk, the computer randomly picks one of 10 different frequencies. And a trunking scanner can keep up with it, and you can hear the complete conversation as opposed to bits and pieces. Now, fire departments and the paramedics don't use those systems for two reasons. One, they don't need them. Two, they're very expensive. So if you get a trunking scanner, you can keep up with the police talking. Now, the military, of course, will get into encryption, and some police departments will get into encryption also. Encrypted systems cut down on the range that they can talk, and there's also expense there.
I see.
It's usually the federal agencies will use encryption more than local police, although I've known local agencies use encryption also. And as home, sometimes even conservation commissions and so forth, they'll get a hold of some of this Homeland Security money, and they'll get encrypted systems also.
I see.
And if they're using encryption, you're simply not going to hear it unless you've got the same system that they've got. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling, Steve. We appreciate it.
All right.
Well, we're almost out of time here, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a fast 2 hours for me. I hope it was fun and entertaining for you. Keep in mind, this is a business. Republic Broadcasting is a business. And check out their website. My website is a business also, thelibertyman.com. And if I get enough business, I'll be back on shortwave. I would love to do that. So get your plane tickets from John Moore instead of Travelocity. I'll be glad that you did. It was a great visit with you. You all have a safe week, and look forward to talking to you next week. God bless America.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against